Great to have you along here for Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here. We're going to turn our attention to water features. You know, you with a water feature, you get sometimes some relaxing sounds. It certainly are going to attract some wildlife, maybe increase your property values. And our guest, Chris O'Connor, can tell you a whole lot about them. He's the regional service manager for the Madison area at Aquatica. It's a company that's been installing and caring for water features for quite a long time now, and we'll talk with him about how to plan, install, and care for a water feature in your garden area or your lawn area. Have you added a water feature to your landscape? Do you have questions about where to place a pond, maybe on your property? What would you like to know about caring for a water feature? Love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Chris O'Connor, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Larry. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about Aquatica first, the company. It's been around for a while. How did it get started?
Yeah, so we've been around for 25 years now. Dean Pepito started the company. He's still ever present with everything we do. And, you know, we've been going for 25 years. This is year 10 for me, so I've been around for quite a while. And we just have a really experienced staff, you know, low turnover, so definitely good people in place. And we're really the only one that does water features now in the area, so really in the state.
Well, you do some amazing work, but maybe talk about the services you offer.
Yeah, so we have all sorts of services. So we're pretty much a one-stop shop. We go anywhere from like design and installation. We do maintenance. We do repairs. And actually have a full-service retail shop as well in Wales.
And where's the store located?
Yeah, so it's in Wales, Wisconsin, which is near Delafield. If you go like down 94 towards Waukesha, you turn off on 83. We're about 5 minutes down the road from there.
You mentioned on the website that your craftsmen are trained by Mother Nature. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, definitely. So we do company outings where we actually go up into northern Wisconsin, up into the UP, and we get to see all these natural waterfalls. And I mean, they're crazy impressive, things that, taller than buildings. And, but the little details on them is really one of the unique things where, maybe the water hits one rock and cuts back a different direction and then flows back the other way. So, we do those outings. And every year is different. You look at water in nature and, maybe there's a piece of wood or driftwood that's dammed up an area and it changes the flow completely or a little bit of washout in one area. So even if you see the same features in nature year after year, there's a lot of things that change with them, or it's a really rainy spring, so there's more flow in a certain area. So that's one of the biggest things, just seeing what water does in nature and trying to bring that to people.
And you do that every year. You take a little trip.
Yeah. It's a fun one. There's tons of different waterfalls up in the northern part of the state. Definitely a recommendation, if you have a weekend off, we make it a couple day trip where we just kind of go hit a bunch of different ones each day. So,
and it looks like what you learn, you kind of try and incorporate into your designs.
Yeah, absolutely. Bringing nature, right into people's backyard.
Is it a common mistake just to add a water feature that, doesn't look like nature made it, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, there's all different types of water features. And yeah, I mean, you could even say like a bird bath is a water feature in one sense of the way, where you're bringing wildlife in. It's definitely important. We always strive to make things look as natural as possible. And we want the water feature to look like it's been there, and the house was built around it. So you can do a lot of different things with them. But the cool thing is it really can bring tranquility to your backyard. So
yeah, and the benefits? I think I mentioned a few of them. In your mind, what are the benefits?
The sound of water is just so relaxing. And, you know, it's really one of those things that you might not truly appreciate, you know, or think, you know, how beneficial it's going to be. But to be able to come home, you know, from a long, stressful day and just listen to the sound of water, watch, you know, your fish swimming around in the pond or the frogs, you know, hopping around, and some of the plants you can do in the water are just phenomenal. So there's a lot of relaxation that can come from that, especially in our busy, you know, hectic days that we have.
I had a friend who has put in a pretty nice water feature. Maybe, I'm not even sure, you guys might have done it, but he was surprised. He said they're nowhere near any other water, and yet somehow he wound up with frogs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just saw a frog in my pond this morning, actually. they're awake already from the winter, and they, you know, you put water in, and sometimes it's a day or two later and the frogs are there and you're like, where did they come from? But they find the water, and they're a lot of fun to have around.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing to him. He couldn't figure out how it was possible for them to find it, to find that water. Well, I've noticed on your website, and we'll talk more about this as we go along, as some of the most beautiful setups that I could ever imagine. But it, and you've got large ones and you've got small ones though too. You can, you know, somebody with a backyard in the city of Madison could have one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the cool thing about water features is that every single one of them is custom designed. So, you know, we can use different stones. If you like, you know, different textures, if you like sharp rocks, or you like kind of more smoother features, or if you want it to be more interactive, you know, there's a ton of different options that you can do with that. And we design features as small as like a 4x4 area. You can put in, you know, something that gets the water moving. You know, maybe you want something a little more decorative or something that kind of draws the birds in. Or if you want, you know, a really big feature, you got a ton of property and, you know, you want something, we've done them all the way up to golf course size features. So you can really go anywhere in between and, wow, and customize them to fit your, you know, your space.
Marsha in Madison has a question for you, so okay, let's go there. Hi, Marsha.
Hi, Larry. I'm calling because in the pandemic, we did the pandemic thing and put in a backyard pond as a family project. It holds about, I'd say, 200 gallons, and we created about a 10-foot stream, so the water was continually circulating. However, we can't control the algae in the pond. We do have some two koi, and we just get this intense, almost like feather-like algae that grows in the pond, and I don't want to put a lot of chemicals in it because of the fish and also because it really attracts a great variety of birds. So what can you suggest?
Yeah, I mean, do you have any filtration on the feature besides for the stream?
The pump for the stream has a filter, and I've also added aerators.
Okay.
And that I thought for sure that was going to work, and it didn't.
Yeah. Did you, I'm just going to ask, have you changed the filters, the filter?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
We have. I mean, we've tried to like the milk cart filter where you've got it all covered in the filters and the pump is in there and it's drawing the water through the filters to go up to the stream.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. You know, most of the water treatments that we use are a natural thing, where they're not going to really affect wildlife. We try to stay as natural with stuff. So we always recommend like a beneficial bacteria or an enzyme to kind of eat the nutrients in the water that are otherwise going to feed algae. And plants are really good at absorbing a lot of the nutrients as well. You said it's a couple years old then with the feature?
Yeah, I would say it's about five years old.
Sure. And do you have plants in there too then?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't. No.
So that can be a really good natural way to help filter some of the nutrients out of the water, because the fish are going to produce, you know, some nutrients as a byproduct when they eat, and that's going to be food for either algae or plants. So if you have some plants in there and you add some beneficial bacteria, that'll kind of break down the nutrients. That's a completely fish safe. It's a natural occurring thing, but it kind of fluctuates throughout the season. So if you kind of add that as a supplement, it kind of helps keep the pond going well.
And so the enzyme, what kind of enzymes would a person be adding? And I assume you guys have those.
Yeah, we do at our shop. There's several different options that you can do depending on time of year. Some of the treatments are more effective. Over the winter, most water treatments really don't do a whole lot. So we don't really recommend doing anything until water temps above 50. So we're getting towards that time of year, but right now it's a little tougher to manage, you know, the water quality. But yeah, there's a lot of different bacteria and enzymes. You can actually get kind of all in one treatments now as well. And we have a lot of those at the shop. So
do you well, now Marsha's in Madison, maybe a drive. Do you mail them or can you mail them?
Yeah. I mean, we can arrange for different things. So, we're about 45 minutes from here is our retail location. So not too far of a drive, but, and we do have Saturday hours as well. So, that's an option, definitely. Otherwise, we can always arrange, you know, a drop off or something like that. So
yeah, I'm just as an aside. Do you have any water features at your place of business or?
Yeah, great question. We got display features all around our shop. So we have one right when you come in into the parking lot. We got one in the front of the building. It's kind of more of a formal feature with some decorative urns on one side of it. And then when you come around the back of the shop, we actually have four more display features that are kind of all different varieties of water features. So you can kind of come get inspired, see some different things. We have great selection of fish and plants we'll be getting in at the end of April. And we have a seminar actually in one of the Saturdays, I believe the 26th of April, on how to do a spring clean out on your water feature. So we'll have all our plants and fish available then, a lot of display features, and then we'll have our experts available to answer any questions as well.
So Marsha, you might want to make a trip down there, not far to get there, and you'll get some ideas and maybe be able to pick up some enzymes or whatever else you might need. Good. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Chris O'Connor, our guest today, the regional service manager for the Madison area at Aquatica, the company. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News and Garden Talk. Great to have you with us here for Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here, and we're talking about water features for your lawn or your home area with our guest today, Chris O'Connor, regional service manager for the Madison area at the company Aquatica. It's great to have him with us. And again, questions join in at 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. Larry in Madison has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Larry. Hi, Chris. Question. I have a small fountain in my garden that has a in-ground reservoir with a pump and then a tube. And the then I have sandstones, or I call them sandy skippers, and they have a half inch hole, and the tube, and they go over the tube, and then the water comes up and splashes down a rock, which is really pretty. But the problem is over the time those stones now have all eroded, and they need to be replaced. And I tried drilling the holes, half inch holes, so that they can fit over the tube, but I can't figure out how to do it. So question is, how do you drill the hole into these sandy skippers, or is there a place where you can just buy and replace them?
Sure. So we definitely, it sounds like a kind of a bubbling rock type of feature. We do a lot of those. That's definitely something if you're looking for you know, repair on that or work on that, that's definitely something you could get in touch with one of our designers, and they'd be able to help you out with that, and we can kind of come up with a plan for that. So definitely something you can do. You know, you can get really involved with them, And if you want to, you know, look at similar stones or different stones, that's definitely an option we can do.
Yeah. So you have stones that would Larry could replace.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Use as replacements.
Yeah. And some of them are going to last a little bit longer too, depending on the stone material. You know, you can get some that aren't going to, you know, kind of break apart as easily. So.
Yeah. Which stones work the best? Let's put it this way, in those circumstances.
Sure. I mean, it really depends on what the location calls for. So we use some of the more angular stones, or like an aqua blue stone. It's got a really, you know, cool bluish kind of gray shade. If you want more angular, we work with most of the stones we use are native to Wisconsin. So like Rock River stone, that one will break apart a little bit more, but it's kind of a cream colored rock. You can do granite, you know, field stone, fence line boulder. There's a lot of different types, of stone that you can use that are going to hold up a little bit more and can, you know, really fit the space nicely.
Larry, there you go. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Matthew in Stoughton, we'll go to you. Hi, Matthew.
Good day. Great subject for today. Day like today. Got a quick question, and I'll take it off the air. Do you guys sell kits for a DIYer?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
If I wanted to do something?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to call into our shop, we can, you know, kind of talk you through it a little bit, and then... you know, we can get everything together for you, let you know what all you need and go from there.
Yeah. So, and what's your number?
Yeah. So our retail number is 262-968-5540.
262-968-5540. 5540.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for that question. Nick in Wausau couldn't stay with us. Nick has a suggestion for Marsha in Madison with the fish pond, where she was having some problems. Nick recommended getting a filter that has a UV light in it. The filter will kill a lot of those things that, but it's fine for the fish.
Yeah, so UV works really well on, like, the floating algae that you get, like if your water is a green color, like a pea soup algae. So it doesn't work on all types of algae, but it basically works by the water flows through the filter and that kills off that part of the algae. So depending on the type of water, that can definitely be, you know, an option for clearing things up. But if you have like more of a hair algae, there's some other treatments that are going to work, you know, better on that as well.
What's the process of working with a company like Aquatica? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's every day is different, really. So that's one of the coolest things is, you know, I could see 15 ponds in one day or one pond in a day, or, you know, if I saw 15 ponds every day of the week, all 15 of them could be completely different. They might be the same size and shape or in the same location in the yard, but every little bit about them is a little bit different. So it's really cool. You can really fit, you know, every space differently and, you know, really bring people's visions and bring nature to, you know, to each individual location.
I would think because there might be trees, there might be no trees. Mm-hmm. There's kind of all kinds of things, different things that could take place there. If you're putting one in, typically, what are you looking for in terms of a place? Is it a full sun place? Is it shady, or doesn't it matter?
You can really work with either. So the main thing with the sun is you're going to be able to have a wider selection of plants that are going to grow real well in there if you have full sun. There's some pond plants that do great in shade too, though. So it's not like if you're in the shade, you can't have any plants. You know, you're really looking for a location that you're going to want to go out to and, you know, sit out by, maybe have a drink next to the fire or something like that. So don't necessarily tuck it away in the way far corner of the property. You know, it's something that's nice to have by a patio or a deck, you know, where you can really, you know, view it from the inside the house, go out and enjoy it. So really the location is going to be based on a lot of things, but I wouldn't say that it matters too much if there's trees or no trees. You know, we can work with any location.
Eric in Cedarburg emailed, they have a tiny pond that they don't really do anything with. The previous owner had put it in with a liner and used to have a submersible pump and a couple of rocks for a waterfall, but it hasn't been in service for years. They've had bullfrogs, even leopard frogs, in there and want to clean it up and put the pump back in. What considerations should you think about when refurbishing it, maybe to not harm the frogs that have been overwintering in there?
Sure. So that's, you know, we definitely love frogs and love all the nature that comes by, you know, the water features, the different songbirds, you know, are awesome. The frogs, toads are going to be coming up pretty soon in the spring. So the cool thing about when you clean a water feature out is usually the amphibians actually kind of stay out of the way. So if you're, you know, draining a feature out, cleaning it out, the frogs are going to tuck themselves into the rocks or climb into the bushes or something like that and under the plants and kind of find a safe spot. And then once you're out of there, they're going to crawl back in and be happy. So if you have like tadpoles or something that you're worried about, we do recommend, you know, keeping some of that water, even if you do a drain and clean, and you can basically scoop them out as the water gets low, use a little small fish net, and they can stay in, you know, in the water that you're saving to reuse. And then basically when you put them back in, you just want to acclimate them so it's not that they're going from a really warm or really cold temperature to the other. So that's really one of the main only concerns with frogs, with cleaning a water feature out.
Gary in Brookfield, your turn. Hi, Gary.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Larry. Question I have is I've had friends who've had water feature. One had a mink show up and cleaned out the pond, all of the fish. Other guy had raccoons, and one had a heron show up. So what do you do about those kind of animals?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you know, creating nature, you are inviting all the different animals in, and we like most of them. You know, mink and heron especially are tougher ones. I'll kind of address them one at a time. Raccoons really are only a threat for the water feature if it's shallow enough that they can wade in it. So if you have deeper water, they don't like to swim to hunt. But if they can wade in the water and grab things, you know, or if there's an area with some plants on the edge, if they're trying to catch a frog or something, they might do a little bit of damage, rip the plants out a little bit. So depth is the biggest thing with raccoons. And you know, that same kind of principle applies to herons is, you know, having some depth, having caves that the fish can hide in. So you can actually do something as simple as like a piece of slate that basically creates a cave on the side of the pond or in the middle of the pond with like some stone on each side of it to prop it up. And the fish can go underneath there to hide and, you know, until the heron's not around. There are decoys that are, you know, heron decoys as well, that they're territorial. So if they see another heron there, they're a lot less likely to come by. Mink is a tough one. They're really a problem more in the winter generally than during the season. And really a couple different options you can do as far as the mink go. You can install a net over the pond and stake it down along the edges and have it just real tight to block them from being able to get in. Dyes in the water can definitely help, you know, some blue or black coloration, especially over the winter, gives the fish, because the fish are slow in the winter and mink are, you know, really
fast.
Good hunters. They are, yeah, they're impressive for, you know, they're a little tiny animal, but they can catch fish way bigger than them. So there's different options. We do have a lot of clients that actually bring their fish inside for the winter as well. And we actually offer a service where we'll watch people's fish for them over the winter too. So, you know, some clients that have lost fish to mink in the past, they don't want to worry about it. And we take care of the fish for the winter and then bring them back out in the spring. So a lot of different options, routes you can go on that. You know, but ultimately you can't prevent everything just because nature's going to do what it wants to do sometimes. So best bet is to try to limit it in those instances.
And I want people to go to your website to take a look at the amazing jobs that you're doing. And what's the website address?
Yeah, so it's aquaticaponds.com. And we have a lot of water feature pictures on there. We have a bunch on our Facebook as well, so... Yeah,
it's just some absolutely amazing ponds or water features that you guys do. And I, here we are out of time. Chris, I want to thank you. Maybe we can do this again down the road. It would be fun to talk some more.
That'd be awesome.
About some of the larger ones as well as some of the smaller water features you have. Chris O'Connor, Regional Service Manager for the Madison area at the company Aquatica. So aquatic and the letter A after
Aquatica.
Our guest, great to have him with us. And we'll get him back and do it again. Big thanks to Clara Neipert, Joel Patnaud, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.